He was a 10-term incumbent.
Right.
What made you think you could beat this 10-term incumbent?
Well, primarily, and I guess I had a different vision, I thought he was a very nice man, but he accomplished nothing. His expertise was agriculture, and the district had changed, so it was more urban and not agriculture. I just thought that I could make the case that I had more energy, more ability to get things done, and that he'd had a good career, but it was time, as he used to say, to turn the page.
It was a rough campaign, wasn't it?
It wasn't that rough. No, it wasn't that rough.
Lots of arrows back and forth?
No.
You were defeated. Was it close?
I think it was 53-47, 54-46. It was closer than anybody thought it was going to be.
2 years later, then Paige Belcher retires in 72.
He retired a month after I announced.
Do you think it was for health reasons or it was fear of another campaign?
I think he, by that point, was tired and knew it was going to be a tough campaign to win. We had made good strides. For example, Walt Helmrich, in 1970, Walt Helmrich had his people taking our signs out of properties that he owned where the tenants were there and asked us to put a sign up, and Walt would have his people come and take the signs out of the yard.
In so, Utica Square? No.
Yeah, all down 21st. Houses he owned, things like that that he had rented. This is just one example, but after that election, I called him and I said, if you have a minute, I'd like to come meet you. I went over to his office and we met. I basically said, you know, I want you to see who I really am. We've never met. I'd like to see who you really are. We had a wonderful visit and he ended up, I don't remember that year, but he ended up being Republicans for Jones. And a lot of the people like that, Joe Williams, and I think a number of those people talked to Paige and said it may be time to gracefully retire. There you are.
I should have asked Olivia, was she from Washington, D.C. area?
No, she was born in New York City and grew up in Southern California. Her family were all in the movie business.
You win that election then in 72, first of seven successful congressional campaigns. As a matter of fact, Nixon carried Tulsa with 78% of the vote, and you won with 11% of the vote. That was probably a surprise, but the Republicans had recruited former Tulsa Mayor Jim Hughley to run against you.
Right.
That campaign, was it easy for you? Did you think you were on the upswing and winning that campaign all along?
After Page announced he wasn't going to run for re-election, there were about four Republicans running. Jim Hughley won the primary, and he was the hands-down favorite to win the race. We ran probably the best campaign that I've ever run, strategically, tactically, and everything else. Obviously, as the Republicans do, they try to paint any Democrat as big liberal. Before they could even do that, Jim Hughley, in the start of the campaign, stood out in front of the McDonnell Douglas place and said, Jones like McGovern is such and such liberal. Jones like McGovern, Jones like McGovern. So we did a commercial then because it was not factual. We did a commercial and I stood out in front of something and I said, Hughley says such and such, that's a lie. Hughley said such and such, that's a lie. And did sort of the same format. And then the punchline was, in these days when trust in public officials is so important, can we afford to elect someone who is so liberal with the truth? And overnight, he became the liberal. It was an excellently run campaign.
Was the district known as Republican or Democrat?
I remember about my second term, the National Journal or CQ ran a matrix of all 435 congressional districts. And mine was considered the second most Republican and the second most conservative in the whole country next to Orange County, California. And they could never understand how we won.
And would win again and again and again.